Please be seated. Come and follow me. Come and see. And then you have Samuel in the temple, the young boy, thinking Eli, the sort of the senior priest, is calling him. Samuel was sort of a live-in acolyte of the day, sort of. And Eli saying to Samuel, next time you hear that, ask God what God wants. They make it sound a little easy, simple. You decide to get up and answer God. You leave, this gets a little harder, you leave everything you have ever known and follow this wandering preacher person roaming around the countryside a bit. And that's it. Suddenly, you're one of those people, the followers of God, a Christian. And we know it's not that easy. There was a time, we like to tell ourselves when it was, when we all knew what made a Christian different, how Christians behaved. I was reading something this week and they said, there was a time when society supported the church. There's less homework on Wednesday nights. There were laws about what could be open on Sunday. And people just went to church. We knew that was what Christians looked like, and we knew who they were, most everyone in North America. It's gotten harder recently, hasn't it? Society no longer sort of upholds the church. The markers of who is a Christian are beginning to change. We don't know quite what it looks like in our world today when people have said yes to Jesus. Sometimes they're in our pews. Usually they're not there every week anymore. Sometimes they say things like, well, I really like Jesus, but organized religion, which means they have a hard time with the church, with who we are. It's gotten harder. There are days when I understand how nice it would have been to live in that world, because I never really did. I grew up as was dying already. And there are days when I'm very okay with the fact that that world has gone. Saying yes to Jesus, getting up, walking away from everything, and following God has really never been easy. I don't think it's really supposed to be easy. I think there's something dangerous when we hand people a checklist and say, if you do these 10 things exactly right, that's how we'll know if you're a Christian. I'm not sure this life is that easy to summarize. Now, certainly there are general markers we can look for. Are they part of a community of faithful people? We call that a church. Do they give of their time and their resources for the furthering of the kingdom of God? We used to think that looked strictly like tithing. If they wrote a big enough check, it meant they were a better Christian. That's a little bit of an exaggeration. But we kind of know that was what we thought some days. Now, sometimes, more often, it looks like, do they work with the soup kitchens? Do they work with homeless people? Do they work with those who are on the margins? And when we're really honest with ourselves, we know that that's where Jesus would be today. He might show up in a church every now and then, probably more often than we're scared he would. Maybe more often than we think he should. Jesus' reputation of the stories we have of when he was in church occasionally went very badly, let's remember. But I think a lot of his time would have been spent with those who are on the margins of our society. Those who have always been on the margins, the poor, the orphans, the widows, those who don't have enough, and those who we've historically put on the margins. The question in the gospel, what good can come from Nazareth, helps us remember that Jesus came from one of those places that we look at and we think, you know, all the people who live there are a little sketchy. There are days when I am okay that we live in this world, happy even sometimes, because this life we are called to should be like the life of the person who calls us into it, should be like Jesus. And whatever else you can say about Jesus, he required conversation and discussion and dialogue in his own day. People who didn't understand what he was about, people who thought he should have been doing something different, or at least not doing the things he was doing, not hanging out with the people he was hanging out with. Being better, more faithful, more obedient. And those are the moments when I remember that what we are called to is a life of following Jesus. And part of that is a life of struggling to understand what it means to follow Jesus. To come and follow Jesus. To get up and say, what does God want of me? Is to spend a lot of time sorting out what is best for us and what is best for the kingdom of God. And the tricky thing, the thing that gets the church in a lot of trouble usually, not big headline trouble, we have enough problem with that, but small, internal, deep struggle, is that what that looks like for me is not what that looks like for you. Because we're a community, we're bound to some things together. It's part of the struggle of being a community. But one of the things we're bound to together is honoring each other's struggle. To know that we come here together to try and answer that question. As a follower of Jesus Christ, what is my life supposed to look like? How do I honor God and my neighbor in my day-to-day life? And that's a really big question. With a lot of very different, very faithful answers. Here's to the journey. Amen.